If you got a Bible, turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 is where we're going to be today. We're continuing our series through Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And this morning we're looking at verses 25 through 34. Jesus continuing this series. Really, it's a continued conversation, message that he's giving to his disciples that are listening there, looking to encourage them and really share with them what the kingdom life looks like. And so we're going to be in verse 25. We're going to read through verse 34. And so when you're there, let me know that you're there by saying there. And the verses will be on the screen. You can follow along there. But this is what the word of the Lord has to say. That's what his word says. It says this: "Therefore, I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothing? Consider the birds of the sky. They don't sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth more than they? Can any of you add one moment to his life by worrying? And why do you worry about clothes? Observe how the wildflowers of the field grow. They don't labor or spin thread. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was adorned like one of these. If that's how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and thrown into the furnace tomorrow, won't he do much more for you, you of little faith? So don't worry, saying, 'What will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear?' For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Why don't we pray one more time together? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask that you would speak to us, Lord. And I'd share with us the truth from your word today. Lord, help us to, God, be a people that, God, walk in this kingdom life that you've called for us to live in, Lord. And God, we'll give you the glory for it all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. If you've been in church any length of time, you've probably read this passage. You've probably heard it spoken on, you know, and really what's been keyed in as you've gone through the passage is that first part of verse 25 that says, hey, therefore don't worry. And that's been seen as kind of the main point of the passage that Jesus is sharing here. Well, it is a big point, right? The call for us not to worry. But I believe that it may not necessarily be the main point. Good hermeneutics or good study of the scripture allows for you, whenever you see the word therefore in verse 25 as you read, right, it calls for you to look back to what Jesus is meaning whenever he says therefore. You ask the question, what is the therefore, therefore? And what that looks like is going back up to verse 24, what we looked at last week, where Jesus says, no one can serve two masters, since either he will hate one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore, I tell you, don't worry about your life. What is Jesus trying to share here? Again, he's speaking in a context to, right, his disciples. And at the same time, man, he's sharing about what the kingdom life looks like and how it doesn't necessarily look like how the religious leaders of the day were living. Religious leaders of the day, man, hey, there were people that knew the word, but man, they got caught up in worshiping the accumulation of possessions, worshiping, man, the stuff that they had, the riches that they possessed, all those things. And so what Jesus is saying here is this: listen, hey, choose not to serve mammon, possessions, but rather choose to serve the Lord. Right, and how you do that is, man, choosing to be one that doesn't worry about their life. I.e., hey, we ought to be folks that learn how to live in contentment. That's what Jesus is trying to share with us here today, right? The call to the content life. The call to the content life. How all of us in here, man, as followers of Christ, if you're a follower of Christ, man, you're called to live, man, content life. Whatever season of life that you're in, whatever season, man, circumstances, vary, obviously. But whatever season of life you're in, man, the call for you is to live, man, this content life. The call of the kingdom life is to live the content life, which is easy to talk about, but it is very difficult to live. I got to thinking the other day about one Christmas when I was 12 years old and, seeing the gifts around the Christmas tree. And man, number one, Sister Phyllis, it was a blessing, man, to actually be able to get gifts on Christmas, man. My family loving us enough to get gifts. But I remember thinking, man, I wanted one gift so bad. Brother Ryan, I wanted Madden 2005. For the Xbox, man, for, video game there, man, football game. And I remember, man, looking around the tree and shaking all the different gifts, and I heard one gift had a little disc in it. And I'm thinking, oh, man, my mom, man, she got what I wanted. And I remember, we got a chance to open up one gift on Christmas Eve, and so I opened it up. And it was a video game, Brother Hunter, but it wasn't Madden NFL 2005. It was a video game called Street Hoops, Volume 2. I mean, hey, it was a video game that I found out later my mom picked up for $3 at Kohl's. I didn't even know Kohl's sold video games. Thought they sold clothes. But picked up there, man, just as an extra throwing gift. And I remember pouting, Brother Ed, thinking, man, this stinks, man. I didn't get what I wanted. Throwing a little temper tantrum, man. And then later on, right, coming to the realization after my mom, spoke some of that realization into me. Hey, listen, man, be grateful for what you have. Pray for you. And if we were to be honest, man, we, as followers of Christ, can find ourselves like 12-year-old Irv, man, where we're discontented in the life that we're in, season of life that we're in. We look on social media and, man, folks got stuff that we don't have. They seem to be happy and we aren't. We look around, man, and we think, man, oh, man, I wish, man, my spouse was like, man, so-and-so. I wish this was like that. I wish I had these things. And that's a dangerous place to be. That's not kingdom living. Not kingdom living. Man, the call of the kingdom life, right, is to be content. What we got, which by the way, I'll throw this in free of charge. Don't mistake contentment for complacency. Don't mistake the two, right? There's a difference there. But Jesus here calls for us to be content. And so what does that look like based on what we see in the scripture here, man? I believe we see two keys to the content life that we see here in the text. The first key, which makes up majority of the passage, is this, man. In order to live the content life, we've got to be folks that flee from perpetual worry. We got to be folks that flee from perpetual worry. Like I shared there, right? Worry is a key part of this passage. Jesus says, hey, don't worry about your life, what you'll eat or what you'll drink or about your body, what you'll wear. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothing? Right? Jesus here is saying, hey, man, don't be like, in the context there, don't be like the religious leaders, man, that are worrying about, trying to adorn themselves, man, in the finest of clothes. But at this time, man, there were a lot of, Jewish folks that were pretty poor there. Jesus says, hey, don't worry about that. Hey, listen, man, God's going to take care of you. Don't allow, man, for worry to, become a God in your life, but rather choose to flee from it. The good news is in Christ, man, hey, we can flee from perpetual worry. Sure, man, we're going to have feelings of worry, man, from time to time. We're going to, feel anxious from time to time about things. Man, Brother Duane, I felt anxious just last night. Again, another sports reference here. But my Dallas Mavericks were playing, man, for a chance to advance in the next round. There were points in that game where I felt anxious and a little worried. But hey, man, the call for me wasn't to just sit, man, in that perpetual anxiety. At the end of the day, it's just a game. Win or lose, hey, the sun's going to come up the next day, man, and bless God, today you're going to be able to be here and, man, worship and be with God's people. In the same way, when it comes, man, to our life, we've got to be folks that choose to flee from perpetual worry, man. As the Word says, write some verses, you may be familiar with them, they're not on the screen, but I'll go ahead and share them with you. Philippians 4:6-7, man, Paul says, hey, don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, man, present your request to God, and the peace of God, man, that surpasses all understanding, he will provide for you. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, hey, the Lord is the one who will go before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or abandon you. So therefore, do not be afraid or discouraged. Man, we've got to be folks that choose to flee from perpetual worry. Some quotes real quick about worry. And I believe, man, it's so true, man. Worrying, Randy Armstrong says it like this, worrying does not take away tomorrow's troubles. Rather, it takes away today's peace. Craig Rochelle says this, the things we worry about the most are the things we trust God with the least. The things we worry about the most are the things we trust God the least. And so we've got to choose to flee from man, perpetual worry. What does the passage say about how, man, we are to do that? Look back at it, man. The first thing that Jesus says about how we ought to flee from it is, man, hey, we got to choose to pay attention to what he does. Talking about the Lord. Pay attention to what he does. He uses two imperatives here. Consider and observe. Consider, right? That word in the original language is the word emblepo. It means to see intently. Man, hey, to pay close attention to. And observe there in verse 27, or in verse 28, right, is a similar word, right? But it speaks to learning carefully from. What Jesus is telling the disciples and telling us to do is, hey, man, we flee from perpetual worry by choosing to, man, pay attention to what the Lord does. Man, take a look outside and see, man, adorns the grass of the field. Take a look and see, man, he takes care of the birds of the sky. Take a look at it and see, man, God is faithful to provide and take care of those things. So we ought not to worry, man, about him. Man, you in the midst of worry, man, if you worry about certain things in your life, hey, choose to take a close look at how the Lord takes care of his creation. And then choose to rest in that. Again, it's easy to say, man. Hey, easy to preach on and talk about, but it's hard to live out at times. But Jesus says, hey, man, consider, observe, man, pay close attention to that. Our God feeds the birds. He clothes the flowers and the grass of the field. Hey, listen, what more can he do for you and I? Which, by the way, we can give testimony to the fact that he has done much more for you and I. And so choose to lean into him. Pay attention to what he does, which I've learned, man, it's so easy to take for granted. Man, some of those quote unquote little things that he does, man. Oh man, hey, trees, that's cool, you know. Oh man, grass, okay, yeah, that's great. The birds, okay, yeah, that's cool. He feeds them. Take for granted those things. But man, hey, that's all a part of God's work. His sovereign work. And so how much more, man, can he take care of you, man? All right, man, hey, pay attention to what he does. And then secondly, hey, how are we folks that are able to flee from perpetual worry, hey, we've got to choose to ponder how much more he cares for us. I love what he says here in verse 29. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, King Solomon, man, richest, wisest king, richest, wisest person of all time. Of all time. Right? I mean, had it all, man. Had all the riches, all the possessions, man, all the finances. Man, not even him in his splendor was adorned like these things, man. And if that's how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and thrown into the furnace tomorrow, won't he do much more for you? Man, we've got to ponder how much more he cares for us. Man, consider all the things that he's done for you in the past. Consider how he's provided for you when he didn't think, man, that there was going to be a way that he did. Man, hey, consider the blessings that he's brought for you currently. Job that you may possess, right? The family that you may have. Man, those are all gifts and blessings from him. Ability to be able, man, to move and work, to serve, man, those are all gifts from him, man. And it shows, right, how much he cares for you. Consider the times, man, when, hey, you were in a dark place and he met you there. And provided his presence, which is the thing that we need above all, man. And ponder how much more he cares for you. Man, that's how we can flee from worry, remembering that. Look at some of the scripture here. These are on the screen. Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd. Man, I have what I need. Man, he is enough. He's enough at the end of the day. Psalm 37:25-26. I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous abandoned or his children begging for bread. The Lord, he is always generous, always lending, and his children are a blessing. And then Psalm 111:4-5. He's caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He has provided food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. Man, consider all the great things he's done. Perhaps the greatest thing, right? Man, him drawing you to himself. Man, you becoming a part of the family of God, man. What a gift. And so for those reasons, man, we should choose to flee from worry. Man, don't allow for the enemy to use, man, worry to consume you. Anxiousness to consume you. Hey, by the way, it's easy to put on, man, the face and think, and say, hey, all is good, right, to those that are around. But inside, man, hey, you're crippled in fear and worry. You're allowing for that, hey, essentially to worship, you know, you're allowing for that to become a God that you worship in your life. And hey, choose to deal with it, man. Give it to him. Choose to flee from it. And when we do so, man, we can walk in contentment. We've got to choose to flee from perpetual worry. And then secondly and lastly, and I'm through. Now, what does it look like to live the content life? We've got to flee from perpetual worry, but then also we've got to choose to run to the Prince of Peace. Verses 33-34, look what it says, man. The Lord says, again, verse 31, hey, don't worry, saying what we'll eat or what we'll drink or what we'll wear, man. The Gentiles, they seek all those things. And, man, your Heavenly Father knows that you need them. Aren't you glad that he does, man? He knows every need that we have before we even ask him for it. And he's able to provide in his time in those ways. And then verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. Hey, how we live the content life, right, is choosing to run to the Prince of Peace, the one who can provide peace. This world, right, all of us in here, man, and we'd venture to say, man, we want to, man, walk in peace. Well, the answer to that is, hey, choosing to run to Jesus. Run to him. That is, hey, the first step. Running to him, man, the one who is known as the Prince of Peace. Making it a point in your life, man, to run to him. To dwell in communion with him. To spend time with him. Jesus is saying, hey, if you want to live the content life, right, hey, choose to run to him. You've probably heard the old cliche before, right? K-N-O-W, know Jesus, and you'll know peace. But N-O, know Jesus, no peace. Speaking to those that don't have a relationship with Christ, but hey, even those that are saved in here, hey, if you choose, man, hey, to navigate through life without Jesus being at the center of it, you choose to navigate through life without choosing to seek his face and run to him, hey, listen, you're not going to find that peace. Hey, worry is going to be the God that you worship. One of them, at least. So you got to choose to run to the Prince of Peace. Outlets, man, to take your mind off stressful situations are good, man. Have it a place to voice thoughts, man, and opinions, man, and the struggles that you're in, those are good. But true peace and contentment will not begin in your life until you choose to run to the Prince of Peace. Man, we got to choose to run to him. Jesus spells out what that looks like here, man. Running to the Prince of Peace, man, looks like first seeking him first. Verse 33, we must seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seeking first the kingdom of God, right, in the original language. It's in the present imperative mood. So this is a command that's a continuous action. This has got to be something that we do on the daily. Seeking him first. Making him first, making it a priority, right, for him to be first in our life. Spending time with him. in His word and in prayer, man. We've got to choose to make it a priority to make Him first. What does that look like in your life? And is He priority? Are you seeking Him first? Man, I found it, you know, in my life, right? Countdown now, 13 days, Sister Andrea, to getting married, entering into a brand new season. And I'm pumped up about it, excited about it. But I've noticed, man, hey, I get somewhat stressed out, a little concerned, right? Whenever, man, I'm just solely focusing on, man, what's to come, making sure all the stuff's done. And that's all important. But doing that, man, before, hey, seeking the Lord's face, I noticed that my countenance is different. I noticed that perhaps my blood pressure's a little higher. But hey, when I choose to seek Him first, yeah, there's going to be stressful times, but hey, it's all right. I'm going to get it figured out. Yeah, there's going to be hiccups and things, but hey, it's all right, man. We're going to figure it out. It shifts the perspective there. And in the same way, when it comes to our life, hey, we've got to choose, man, to seek Him first. Instead of worrying about the future, worrying about the next thing, hey, choose to seek Him first, and He'll take care of the rest. I think the problem with a lot of us is when it comes to our spiritual life, when it comes to walking with Christ, we're more self-reliant than we'd like to confess at times. Been saved a long time, know the scriptures, I know the songs, I know what to do. And so, man, my prayer life becomes mechanical. My time with God becomes mechanical. And all of a sudden, man, hey, it's been a while since you've heard from Him. And that's why you find yourself in a discontented place. Man, the call for us, man, is to choose to lean upon Him, man, to take our time with Him seriously, man, to seek Him first. Seek Him first. Practically what that looks like is spending time with Him in prayer, man, and in praise, man. Spending time with Him in His word. But whatever you do, man, choose to seek Him first. And then secondly and lastly, man, what it looks like to be one that, man, runs to the Prince of Peace is to choose to give Him your days. Choose to give Him your days. Verse 34 says it there. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Is Jesus saying here, hey, look, man, don't live as a planner. Throw all the plans out the proverbial window. Man, just fly by the seat of your own pants, right? And hey, you as a family, y'all figure it out later. No, He's not saying that. Not saying that. But what He is saying is, hey, let Him be the centerpiece of your plans. Hey, and by the way, if you've got plans and the Lord, man, hey, wants to call an audible, let Him call the audible. And you choose to follow Him. That's what He's saying there, man. Give Him your days. Give Him your days. Give Him your tomorrows. Man, don't stress, man, and be frantic and just totally worried about what tomorrow's going to bring, man. Give it to the Lord. But also, man, give Him your days. The struggle of today, man, is plenty. And by the way, man, hey, we can't navigate and move forward without His help. So choose to give it to Him. Man, give Him your days. Man, why worry about tomorrow? Man, choose to ultimately give it to Him. And by the way, man, hey, that's an everyday type deal. By nature, man, that's not easy to do. But we've got to choose to be followers of Christ that do, man. That's the kingdom life. Man, choosing to give the Lord our days. Living life open-handed at the end of the day. By the way, man, that's when we choose to do that. Give Him our days, man, when circumstances change. Military families, you probably get this. Hey, whenever your spouse gets the call that they've got to be gone in 48 hours, they're deploying for a while. When you get the news about that you didn't want to hear about. Man, when you live your life giving the Lord your days, I found it. That's quite a bit easier to be able to sing, man, it is well with my soul. Than when you're holding on and trying to manipulate and navigate your own life. And choose to be a follower of Christ, man. May we choose to be followers of Christ that give the Lord our days at the end of the day. Man, and that's how we're folks that run to Him. That run to Him. The content life. The content life. Many folks are pursuing it. Many folks are trying to figure out, man, how they can find peace, how they can choose to navigate through worry. And man, the answer's always been the same. Man, choose to run to the Prince of Peace. Child of God in here, man, let me encourage you. Hey, the content life consists of choosing to run to the Lord. There's no magic formula. I wish there was. I wish it was, man, easy just to live this life out. But there's not. Man, the call for us is to run to Him. Run to Him. And my encouragement is that you choose to do that. The content life.